call the meeting to order. The LCRDA RFQ 18-04 Design Criteria Professional Services Evaluation Committee meeting. Lots of good stuff there. So with that in mind, please keep in mind that in accordance with Florida Statute 286.0113, public attendance is precluded during portions of this meeting. Recordings of the meeting will be available following notice of an intended decision, both of which will be posted on the authority's website. We have the agenda before the committee, and thank you for being here, Paul, and thank you for volunteering, Mary Jo, to assist us in the process. Are there any public comments? No. No public comments noted. Before we go into the first recess, I'd like for Ron to describe the process that we'll be going through.
Yeah, so as it pretty much outlines it on here, I just want to make sure everyone understands what we're going to do so nobody leaves prematurely, okay? So you will, as soon as we recess this portion, then we'll go do the first presentation. You guys will leave. We'll close the door. They'll do the presentation, 10 minutes for the presentation, 10 minutes Q&A. When that's completed, then they will leave and you will come in and we'll close the door again, do the same thing over again. We will then reconvene the public portion of the meeting and y'all can come back in and listen to the conversation. And this is the part that the members of the committee hate, which is they've got to say exactly what they think on the record and we all sitting here listening. So, but that's the nature of the beast here. And we put Paul through this not very long. He's got some practice. And then, so as part of that process, they will do their scoring, evaluation, discussion, all of that, and come down to the final ranking. And given that we have two offers here, there'll be a first ranked and a second ranked. At that point, we will invite the first ranked to stay and the second ranked to leave and sit in the outer hall or in the outer lobby there. And we'll negotiate with the first ranked. And if we can come to an agreement, then they will win the award. If not, then we will terminate the negotiation with the first ranked and go to the second ranked. And at that point, the first ranked can leave because we can't reopen negotiation with the first ranked. But then the second ranked, we will negotiate with them. And if we can't come to an agreement with the second ranked, then we will joyfully cancel the RFP and start all over again.
Do it all over again.
So none of us wants that, but that's always a possibility. So and then we'll at that point we'll reconvene the public portion of the meeting and announce the decision, what we arrive at. If we end up with negotiating the second rank, if the first rank wants to stick around and hear about that, they can do that as well. But at that point, then there'll be a recommendation to the board in terms of the contract, and it'll then go to the executive committee for their approval and then ratification by the board. That is the process.
Okay, so with the process noted, we will go ahead and move forward with the recess. First, Hammond Design Group. I think you are already in the 10-minute presentation already for us.
Let me get this set up for him here.
I get the clicker.
We have a clicker. Let me, hang on 1 second. So I can keep getting distracted by stuff.
And we can over here so Eve can come up.
We don't have enough USB ports on this thing to do all of the required stuff. Let's see if this works now. There you go. So just the left and right at the top there. This, yeah, there you go.
Okay, great. Good afternoon. I'm Rhonda Hammond. We're here in response to the Collins Building Renovation RFQ number 18-04. On the behalf of the Hammond Design Group and Architect ECW, I'd like to say that we're pleased to have this opportunity to introduce ourselves and to share our unique capabilities or unique qualifications to perform these services here on this RFQ. More importantly, to be able to partner with and represent the Leon County Research and Development Authority in the design, build, and construction process. And now I'm going to turn it over to Brett to introduce our team.
Good afternoon. I'm Brett Hammond. I'm the senior principal at the Hammond Design Group Architects. I would be acting as your point person or principal in charge of this project. It's kind of interesting to see as we go through this. I've been in charge of quality control, but I also did the math of how many years we all have at having done this. Directly beneath me would be Rhonda Hammond, who's also a licensed architect, and she would be acting. She's a principal, please mind you, but she will be acting as the project manager. We have Eve Williams with Architects ECW, who also has her credentials as an MSDC issue, minority women and small business criteria. And then, of course, the entire Hammond Design Group staff, which all have credentials in architectural, you know, they're trained architects. With that, Rhonda and Eve would be the primary production people. You would have direct access to essentially principals in an architect's office. I would be responsible for quality control, contract negotiation, and oversight with that. Moving on to some of the projects that we have been involved with. Right now under construction, we have the Chi Omega Sorority House Learning Lodge Edition. 18,000 square feet going on right now as we speak. That particular project was delivered under a design build contract. Rhonda worked with the actual owner and the sorority house to develop a program. She'll go into that in a great deal more depth in a moment. We also have the Leon County Growth Management Center, the Renaissance Building. We did the second floor there, 23,000 square feet. I was primarily responsible for the space programming, working with the growth management development people there to come up with that. And then we delivered construction documents for that. In the lower right-hand corner, it's FDMS ADA, or American with Disabilities Act survey. We surveyed in excess of 1 million square feet locally. With one building in Pensacola that looked at all the DMS buildings in these areas, made recommendations, essentially, I hate to say created citations, we didn't create citations, but we were looking for infractions, and then came up with recommendations as to how to correct. Lastly, the Carlton building right downtown, which now houses the DOC, Department of Corrections, 250,000 square feet was evaluated, that particular building. I went through it, we looked at discrepancies, construction types, you know, things such as energy windows, you know, how to attack the building and come up with space modifications and corrective action details for that. With that, I will turn it back over to Rhonda and let her elaborate more on
in efforts to keep our time straight. I'm going to go through this fairly quickly. The Chi Omega unit was done as a design build delivery method, and we coordinated with the contractor to develop the space needs to work on the environmental and site constraints and then the overlapping special districts. But our efforts took the information, developed conceptual plans, and then into construction documents, and now we do the construction administration. The Paynes Prairie State Preserve State Park is another design build project that we participated in. We collaborated with a contractor in Gainesville to renovate the visitor center, to increase exhibit space and renovate the theater and update the toilet rooms and the waiting and reception area, dressed it up. Now the Waterburger, the one I participated in, this is the first design criteria package services that I participated in. It was a local franchise owner, had five different locations, and he contracted with us to do an ADA study so that he could, we went into each unit and studied what infractions there might be, non-compliance with the ADA standards, and then provided a report of the discrepancies that we found, and then drawings and recommendations so that they could have the corrections made. And finally, on Killarn Lakes Methodist Church, north of town, they had outgrown their existing facility and they didn't know what to do, so they contracted with us to determine what their spatial needs were, if the site they had could accommodate the growth that they needed, and then in what order and how to go about it, and then in the interim, how they could use their existing space more efficiently to get them through that crazy process time. And now I'm going to allow Eve to discuss her experience.
Good afternoon. My name is Eve Williams. Tech ECW owner and architect. While serving as the staff architect for the city of Tallahassee for 30 years, I had an opportunity to work on many projects and perform many services. And one of the ones that helps that I wanted to show you about was the Jack McLean Park Recreation Aquatic Center. I was the design criteria architect on that project. I interviewed, researched, analyzed. We came up with a package that had everything from the site and environmental requirements to pool equipment requirements, everything about the building, all the requirements of the buildings, the spatial analysis, finishes, materials, etc., both performance and prescriptive. Okay, once it was completed, I was also the project manager on this project. Once it was completed, once we were finished with the design, the DCP, we put it out on the street for firms, and I was part of the evaluation committee to select the firm, the architect, and the contractor on this. And then I also, through the entire project, helped coordinate the working drawings from the designer and also help make sure that the plans were as the design build criteria package specified. So I actually worked through the entire project. The next project is the Robinson True Blood Pool and Bath House. It too was a design build project. However, I was just the project manager on that. I didn't do the design package, but I oversaw everything and did the same thing I did on Jack McLean. And then this project in the bottom corner is a solid waste addition and renovation. It was a major renovation project where we gutted the bottom floor. We actually added a second floor. And I was project manager on that from beginning to end. So I have the experience with the renovation, quite a few renovation projects. But this one became silver certified also with LEED. So we could also make recommendations for green products on your project also. And this last one, I started my firm in at the end of 2017, and this was one of my first projects where I did a preliminary program and budget for Wakulla County Parks and Recreation for a pool and bathhouse at the community center and two splash pads, and they used that package to help gain funds or help find funding for the projects. And that's it. Thank you.
And now I believe that we come to our service plan. So the RFQ listed four tasks as its scope of services, along with two studies that it had conducted to determine the feasibility of renovating the Collins Building into the authority's Jumpstart Business Incubator. And along with that material and the conceptual floor plan, we used that to determine our plan for the DCP, or the four tasks. And I'll start with task one, because we feel like that's the critical portion, because this will set the foundation, mind you, for the success of all subsequent tasks.
And you got about 2 minutes.
I actually got a 1 minute to assign.
Okay. To speed it up, we broke it into three phases: research so that we can confirm the findings, set the users, gather all the information on site to have a plan. When we get through the research, we're going to compile it into a document and do the verifications for the code and budget that's necessary, and then submit, have a conversation to make sure that we meet the expectations, and then submit the final. And this is our plan. This is where I was going to talk about the possible different users from the plan that we discussed. Through these meetings, we can modify this and the report if necessary before we turn in the final report. All right.
This is a space definition sheet that's a tool we'll use to help collect data and on things such as occupants, description of space, electrical, spatial requirements, communication data, et cetera, and then this would become part of our design criteria package. And then our schedule shows us where we have 8 weeks in the 8 weeks in our research stage.
Sure. Included.
Okay.
Yes. And this is
all right.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Thanks.
Okay, thank you for the presentation, and now we're going to move into the question and answer.
And if any of your slides relate to a question,
that comes up. Feel free to do that.
All right.
Okay, so from our committee, questions that you have regarding the presentation put forward.
Talk about the percentage of time each one of you plan on spending on this project. I know you've got a fairly aggressive schedule, and I know it's largely the two of you and not you, Brett.
Yeah.
So just talk to that and what your roles and responsibilities on each of those.
Okay, so when I first talked to Eve about getting involved with this project, because Brett and I both had experience doing these type of projects, but I've become acquainted with Eve. Actually, I've known her for a long time and admire her, because when I was still in school, she was out doing what I wanted to do. But I knew that she had uniquely specific experience in these kind of projects too, and so I approached her about us doing it together. So there is the design criteria package that she's experienced with, and there's the part where we sit down and work with the project manager and the user groups in conjunction with the two studies, so that we understand what the expectations are, if there's any shortfalls whatsoever in the budget, and how we can work to do that. But it's and then we're going to basically use a virtual building software, so we will model the building so that we can provide accurate spatial requirements for the criteria package. So I think we will both be full-time to begin with, and then slack off as the bidding, because that will be the one meeting, and then of course depending on how many bid packages you get, we'll both review that, and then as necessary in the construction phase. But what I wanted to utilize Brett for, which is what we do in our office, is that someone that does not live and breathe the project every day gets to look at it from a blind perspective, so that if you were the client and you had questions, he gets to look at it to make certain we've...
My primary role would be quality
control,
the review of these things after they've worked with with the authority, they've worked with the clientele, developed that, and it's my job to kind of poke at it and see if it holds water. We've gotten what ALW produced for you. The question is that what it's going to ultimately be? You know, you're meeting with your clients, that's a pretty good start, and we have to assume that that's the direction you all wish to go. We don't know that, but when you sit down with the clientele, those lab spaces and so forth, you've already identified specific plumbing requirements for attack. There was a question about glass line plumbing, I think, or was it this one?
I don't think so.
It does happen. I've come into buildings that actually had glass plumbing, and I'm doing when they're using chemical caustic substances. So I don't know exactly what type of lab space this is, but you have to look at that. Those then have to be compared back to your budgetary requirements. You know, so my job then is to take their program, look at it in conjunction with your dollar amount value, and make sure it was still in the $1.6 million range. And their finishes. You know, it's quite frequently what you get is, you know, you guys are intimately aware of the budgets, but are your clientele locked in on those budgets? Sometimes you start meeting with clientele and they want higher end finishes than what was originally identified. So that's where I come in and say, no, you can't have carpet. It has to be VCT. It has to be painted walls. It has to be, you know, 2x2 LED fixtures. It has to be that type of an arrangement, and keep it in line with budgeting.
And just to say one more thing, the schedule up here is just for task one, the design criteria package. This does assume that, you know, when we set up meetings, that the meetings, you know, everybody sticks with the meetings, and we get the information that we need in a timely manner.
Okay, so the rest will be questions from the committee. So specific to that, because I actually had a question related to that, about the ability to pivot and looking at, I think it's 14 weeks that you all had identified when I read this. That takes into account a perfect world.
And that's one thing I would have said.
Well, and holidays too, because we go right into the holiday schedule. So going back to where she's good at the design criteria package, I'm going to be doing the on-site and providing that information. So there's going to be a lot of services that are being done
So I would assume in the process then that there, again, because perfect world is what we're looking at now, an unperfect world, getting back to folks, time standards with communication that would be created in advance that would allow us to get to the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
At the rate that we want to. Are there questions that you have?
Yeah, I just have a couple of questions.
Sure.
When you look at your portfolio that you presented, what particular project do you, you assimilate with this particular project that closest?
I would back it up. I would look at the Renaissance Center, 23,000 square feet that I did, as well as the Chi Omega, which Rhonda worked intimately on. If you look at the two of them right now, they were very similar to exactly what you've done. I mean, we did this for the Renaissance Center and Leon County Growth Managers. Same thing AWL did for this process for you. It's exactly the same thing. We're working intimately with the client to try to develop spaces and come up with a workable space plan and get you to essentially a schematic phase is essentially what it is.
Okay. And then I just had a second question and maybe a point of clarification. We asked in this RFQ for you to provide a statement of financial capability. Either from your account or your...
It's the accountant letters in our book.
And this is the point of clarification on 6-2-E.
Mm-hmm.
It pretty much states that you're strong, that you had to add in the problem with your obligations. It doesn't necessarily say you can meet current capability, though. It's very generic.
Well, you know what? Our banker nor the accountant, I had to kind of twist the accountant's arm. Nobody wants to take on, I guess, that responsibility.
The experience we've had with the financial data, and that's particularly through state agencies, and typically what they do is they ask you to justify your multipliers, not just say they're great people and have a good financial record. I don't know specifically what you need or what you're requesting, but in DMS and so forth, they will ask us. Our accountant sits down and does a breakdown of all our expenses and all our overhead, and then that in fact helps them determine the actual multiplier. So you can say, okay, you make $46 an hour regular, but you multiply that times a 2.98 or 2.87 or 2.75 to get your actual billable rate for professionals. So. You know, again, the description was rather vague on what you were asking. It didn't say, are we healed? Do we have, $50,000 in the bank?
The response was in line with the expectations.
Okay. I just wanted some clarity on that.
Yeah.
We haven't gone bankrupt.
Kind of
we've been in business 18 years.
We're limited on the extent.
Okay. Yeah. I just need clarity. Sure. Good.
We still have two boys in college that we got to get through somewhere.
Questions from the committee? We have about two minutes.
In terms of current workload, do you have other, obviously you've got some other projects in the book, and how are you going to manage this for the next 14 weeks in conjunction with your other projects?
We have a really good track record right now. We have just completed four projects. We're just moving into bidding and construction.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, design on the boards, we're a little light right now. We've got three projects coming in, but it's not, this is not, and again, you have direct access to two principals. We have always done that. It's been part of our business model. Rather, we have stayed small purposely. We are five strong, six at times, but we've done it purposely because I have worked at big firms to where all you do is manage people, and that ceased to be fun. So we take a hands-on approach as principals in the office. So
the other part of that, the answer to that question is that it's basically time management, and you don't take on more than you can support or serve. And the next part of that question is that we have an incredible support staff in both Logan here in. She's stepping right up, yes, and into project management. So we separate the work according to capabilities and lining up with what we're good at doing. For instance, Brad also holds a landscape architectural license, so we send all that to him. And I enjoy the the construction documents and construction administration part of it too. So it's, we look at it comprehensively and then assign the work.
And to expand on that, I, just starting my own firm, have lots of open time. I've applied for several other jobs, but or projects, but I won't probably won't hear from them until the beginning of the year. So I'm open.
Any other questions?
No,
okay,
we
have this box in his favor, so excellent. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're
thanks,
very welcome. Thank you for bringing this
over. Now, where did we go?
It's way out here in the swap seats. They got a warm room.
What is it called? The red room? The green room?
Yeah,
green
the
green
room.
Room.
Yeah.
The purple room.
Nobody wants to go in that
room.
Bad things happen in there. Yeah.
How are you?
Who's the IT person in here? Jack Walls Rays.
That's Ron. He can make it happen for you.
There you go.
I think I probably have several.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll be looking at the screen.
Okay.
As soon as I get this queued up.
Well, this is the first time I've been in this room on this side.
Yes.
Yeah. Serves on
the number two would be the latest.
He serves on the developer.
Oh,
you've been on those, but
yeah, I have. I've been on the other side of the table on those.
Number,
yeah.
Fourth one down. There you go. Number two.
Not
right
the awards
that's
presentation.
It. That's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
You want to watch that? We shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Was that accidental when you put that on there? What award you got?
No, that's a thumb drive I grabbed out of a cup.
Okay.
It could have had fonts on there, baby pictures, no telling what else. It looks like it.
I got a clicker for you here. So
all right.
This is a swap out of this stuff.
All right.
Don't have enough USB drives, of course.
That's fine.
So it's just the back and the forth there.
All right.
Okay, I have the timer, so I'll go ahead and start that with your clicking.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I'll click once and we'll start the, well.
You have to click at the computer.
Go to the right. Go to the right.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak before you today. We really appreciate being considered for the project. There's a lot of stuff we want to cover. I'll say this, if you've got a question, stop me and ask if you want. We can wait for the last 10 minutes or we can do it right in the middle of all of this if you would care to. As we look at your concerns and what you would like us to talk about, there's a number of things. The first part is the service plan and supervision of our processes and that sort of thing. To give you an idea, Hoist Arc Hagen Architects was really formed 12 years ago by Pat Hoy and myself. This is myself, Erica Hagen, who sends her regrets. She's not able to be here today, but the three of us right there. And we have an office of a variety of systems and opportunities. This is just a sampling of what we do. And you may have heard about some of the things that we're doing in the community. I'm not sure, but we work in the Windows and Apple operating systems. So we have software to do whatever we need to do. We rely a great deal on mobile devices, work in BIM and 3D and do rendering and that kind of thing to help clients tell their stories, and a variety of softwares here that are represented with their logos, some of which I'm sure you recognize. So we try to stay trained in the latest and greatest of software and what they will do and use them to their best effect for our clients as we need them to. Regarding procedures and things like that, we're a studio that was formed with the idea that engaging clients and letting them participate in the process and get exactly what they need through that participation is really what we try to do. So we work essentially with in a workshop kind of format at your convenience and as much as you would like us to.
We storyboard quite a lot of stuff. We try to communicate the ideas and that sort of thing. So it's not our story that we're telling, it's yours. So you can tell it as well as we can at times when we go through the process. We have some clients that know the project in and out because they participated in it so well. And then we do a thorough review of each stage of a process. The principals, the three of us that you saw there, are hands-on. We're an office of 10. You'll see 10 of us here in just a moment. But the three of us stay very, very active and into the project itself. You saw all the technology a few moments ago. We still roll out paper on a table and draw all over that as well, and draw on the glass and whatever we need to communicate the ideas. Regarding the scope of services, we want to show you by example that we understand the scope of services and things that you need. And the first one that we have here, when you list create a design criteria package, evaluate, supervise, and evaluate compliance. This is an example of one that I in particular, have been working on for the last 18 years. I came to Tallahassee in 2000 and had the opportunity to work with the Economic Development Department of the City of Tallahassee on a project at Claimant Plaza. And through that interaction, they asked me, while at Hicks Nation Architects, to set up a new design criteria package for Claimant Plaza. So work that needed to go on down there was reviewed by the Claimant Plaza Design Review Board, and I now counsel them and that sort of thing. So it's been an ongoing thing for 18 years.
And they have sort of followed Monty. When Monty moved from Hicks Nation over to EMO, where he and I met, they changed and followed over there. And then when we opened up our company, they did the same thing again. So they have, they have kept him, for continuity's sake, involved all the way through. Right. Nice to have the author involved all the way.
Started with Bill Johnson and Diane Davidson. I don't know if you remember those names from times past. And then it was Rick McCraw, and now it's Michael Parker and some other people now. So we've had a nice continuity of time and all of that with this. We want you to know that we understand the scope of work here. We've done some due diligence and understand this is a PUD out here, PUD number 13 exactly, and it's got some nuances about it. And we've read the Lewis Whitlock reports and all that sort of thing, and understand that it's been pared back some from their initial report and what we're doing. So we have a pretty good idea of the desire and also the limitations of the budget. But as we do this, when we look at an approach to delivering all of this, again, it's a hands-on participatory kind of process, but it's scheduled. And we have this up here to let you know that we do our own scheduling for a construction project. We don't let the contractor schedule the projects for us. We have our own schedule that we're following as well. We work hand in hand with them. We do the same sort of thing with you. And we engage our clients in review meetings. So when something goes on to the next phase, you're keenly aware of what it is and where we're headed.
Monty, before you get to that, what Monty was talking about with regard to our process, we recognize that this isn't our project. We don't know everything about the project. The client knows about the project. And it's the client's money, and it's the client's schedule, and then it's their goals. And so our job is to communicate effectively with the client. And so we depend upon you to be at the table. We depend upon you. You are the great resource for us to do a good job. And you have to tell us we're either getting it right or we're not. And if we're not, you have to tell us, and then we fix it so we get it right. So that's our way of exchanging back and forth with one another. But you have to be heavily involved in the project. We want you to be there with us.
As much as you want to be. Yeah. And it's a dialogue, it's a conversation, it's a process. It's a work in process as we do this. We have some ideas about schedule of events, and there are a number of events here. The first one is to create the design criteria documents. We think that's about a 60-day process of meeting with yourselves and coming to some understandings and agreements, and it's evaluating codes and planning limitations and the capacities of the building and exiting of the building and what might need to be done to bring it up to current
and
standards
and
that
design,
sort of thing.
Schematic
and all the schematic design, all that for the package itself. The next parts of this go on. And this is kind of like I was talking about with Claimant Plaza that's gone on for years now, as they've needed it to happen. We realize that it's not here's your package, we'll see you later. It's here's the package, now let's walk it through the steps. So we stay with the process all the way through construction right here and reviewing things and confirming documents and finishes and expectations and that sort of thing. And we have some examples of where we've done that as well. Part of this involves an understanding of design and of the building and of things like BOMA and local codes and restrictions of development standards and the software that needs to be used to do all of this and to communicate it properly. And some of the tools that we use, and we've got some samples up here, as the process goes on, we have a responsibility matrix that we produce for projects of this type. And it's a matrix that says, here's what needs to be done, here's who's responsible for it, here's who's counting on it, here's when it has to be done. And when you start doing something like that, it really puts everybody on the same page as you're doing that. The VE process, when you get into construction, and this is one that we developed, frankly, with Leon County Schools. The contractor will come in with some value engineering ideas. We don't know if that reduces the quality of the project. We don't know if it's compliant with code. We don't know if it requires more engineering. There's lots of things you can put against that to see if it really is some value to the project. And that matrix helps us go through that process as well. Those are just two examples of what we do. Critical path scheduling, 3D modeling, and that sort of thing as well. And you'll see some of that in just a moment, I think, as we do this. And highest and best use evaluations. We've done that for facilities and buildings and properties as well, to see what their capacities are, to get more of what would be required, that kind of thing. More about us at a broader scale. We've been operating for 12 years. We have experience going back 18. That's some of the earlier experience. That's our personal experience from other firms that we're bringing to the table now as well. And we're located in the Market District here in Tallahassee.
Lonnie has talked about he's talked about the design criteria package we did for Clayman Plaza. What he hasn't talked about as of yet are some of the other criteria package that we talked about.
And here they are. The latest one that we've done is for Department of Management Services for a memorial park that we're doing down at the Capitol. That's being issued to people who want to. The latest one is a slavery memorial. We're working with Max Brito out of Orlando and giving them some information. This is a claim of plaza process that we've done. And you see some 3D modeling here. We've used that to communicate to people who are interested in doing something. We can share that with them as well. We're doing the same for Max. We're doing some master planning and some design criteria for Rickards High School here in town right now. And this is where we office. We've maintained and kept that design and essence of that building going with some criteria for tenants and such as that as well. The Earl Bacon Agency.
We're at a 10-minute mark.
All right. Good.
Okay. So we will transition to the 10-minute Q&A.
Okay.
Okay, so committee members, questions?
So I think I saw in your letter the percentage of time you had to talk about that in terms of which one, who's going to be responsible, who are we going to see every day, week, whatever it is, and how much of your time is going to be committed to this project, at least at that for the design criteria package.
Okay. We have some detail of that in the envelope here for you also, but I can tell you that we tag team this. And as an example on some of the prison design criteria packages that we did, I was primarily orchestrating the package. Mm-hmm. Pat was participating in that, and then Pat administered the process of that as the prisons were going on. Lake City and mm-hmm. South Bay mm-hmm. prisons, we did that as well, the Emo Architects, we did some design criteria packages there. So we have the breakdown here, but Pat and I might be 50-75%. Pat might be 25, Erica might be 25 or a little bit less. In the package itself, mm-hmm. knowing what's there, then they would help you administrate that package with the contenders and people that you were considering doing the construction.
The principal in charge of the project be me.
Okay. So we're looking at a 60-day timeline. What assumptions beyond it just being a perfect world are we taking into account to get to that 60 days? I know you mentioned a lot of conversation to make sure that there are things that are coming up.
Well, one of the ways that's done, first off, we'll take information that was put in the RFQ with the studies that were done from Rodney and Cam, Lewis Whitlock, mm-hmm. and we'll begin to build on that. We know what the space is, and we'll begin to assign someone to immediately go into the code review on that before we have worked all the design out, but they'll begin to identify all of those. We'll begin to work on putting a budget together, which would actually is a, you guys refer to them as cost estimates. Our professional liability carry won't let us call them that anymore. We call them opinions of probable project construction cost. Opinion. Lawyers have had a lot to say about this. And I'll put that together. Monty will immediately go to work working with our other partner, Erica, but with the other team members in the office, and they'll begin to break this down in terms of categories and how to arrive at a design criteria package. I envision that what will take place is probably three submittals for comment, review and comment with you that are hands-on, where we sit down with you and we work through all of that together. It will help expedite things quite a bit. So 60 days is fast.
Fast.
But there's some other things on here that are time critical. And that anticipated project schedule, you know, that's a taking it, looking at it, and going, okay, not in a perfect world. Can we deliver in that time frame? Right. Yes. If what happens, if you select us, and Ron says, okay, that's all well and good, but we need for that the construction to be delivered in 120 days, not 180 days. How do you go about doing that? I think it's important for you to know that I've also been a design builder. I set up Arc Master Builders when Warren and Emo and I put that together a long time ago. So I know the side of house of the design builder and the information they're going to need in order to put together a comprehensive proposal on how to do this. And I know the architectural side of this as well. We know how to compress the time. If time becomes the critical element for you and not money. You get to control time and money exactly. And quality. You can't control all three. You only get to control two. Isn't that right, Mary Jo?
Yep. Three-legged stool.
It is, and that's it. And that's
a, although I have a video that addresses
that. I always say quality,
you can't
money,
influence all three.
And I use a different one for the third one, but anyhow, space, square footage.
So when you think about your portfolio, and I asked the previous firm the same question. When you look at any one particular project you've done, what mostly resembles what you're bidding on for us and why? Because you've done a lot of different types of projects.
Yeah.
This is a multi-use space that we're going to kind of try to make a one-size-fit-all for different types of businesses and be able to come in and do various things, whether it's into a little bit of industrial, a little bit of this and that. And so we just want to know what makes
the one probably that is the best example, and I don't know if it's in any of the stuff that we brought with you, but we were hired by DMS to do an evaluation of the headquarters of FDLE. Now, they had already had us do a design of creating a fusion center, which was bringing together three teams of eight agencies to work together to solve crimes, and we had done that, and they then asked us to go in and evaluate their third floor. But they then had us come back and evaluate them. And develop a criteria package with regard to how space allocation was going to be done. And all of this eventually culminating in an architectural firm getting this to go to work with. Could be us, could be others. And also contractors and how they were going to do it. And it culminated in options with regard to anywhere from renovating their, how big was their building, 300,000 to
A new campus
out off Capitol Circle, and how you go about evaluating all of that. And it was their decisions to make and all of that. But that there are so many different parts and pieces and agencies that were involved in it, like laboratory space and investigators and administrative folks. And it just covered the gamut of things and all that. This building, while much smaller than that, has got a lot of those kinds of parts and pieces that are inside of it. So we know how delicate that can be and how you bring that together.
And for instance, if there's anything you haven't seen before, how do you approach making sure that you provide the best services possible? For instance, if there's some particular need that you haven't seen before in this setting, once you really sit down and understand what we're trying to get, I'm sure you have a team of specialists, whether there's
Then absolutely, we would go and we would talk with them. And the first thing we would try to do is make sure we understood what it was that the element was that we didn't understand, you know, or hadn't seen before, so that we did our due diligence on that. I've been at this an awful long time. I used to say I've done just about everything except for a nuclear power plant. So I've seen just about everything. You never know, but we have at our fingertips access to the best consultants in this area and around the country, so we can get the people that can give us the best advice for the best value and all of it.
Talk about your current workload and your capacity to manage this and handle this in the next 60 days, and who would be actually working on it and how you would juggle that, because all the other projects, we know you've got other projects out there in the community.
We are very fortunate in that we have a couple of projects that are very long lasting. The Rickards High School project is a 5-year long project, many phases involved in it, but they're not all constant 100% demand on that. We have the same thing with what's going on the grounds of the Capitol and this Memorial Park and waterproofing project of the garages itself. But the documentation of all of that is done. It's just the construction administration part of that. So we have people mm-hmm. that are involved in that wouldn't necessarily be involved in this unless we had need for them to come and pitch in on something like that. Mm-hmm. You're going to get, because of the time frame of this, you're going to get the leadership of the company and to do this work. Now, when it becomes putting together perhaps the packages to be the narrative to be issued on something like that, we write that ourselves, we compile all that stuff ourselves, but Megan, who is our office manager and also in charge of business development and marketing for our organization, works very closely with me on it. She'll be involved in production of the kind of information that comes back to you, but the principals are the ones who are going to do this work.
I'm involved because I have an English background, so I can keep everyone.
And everybody has spell check, but we also have Grammarly on all our computers too.
Make sure
that
everyone can understand. So yes, absolutely. Yeah. Other questions from the group? Okay,
I have one question.
You sure can. Go ahead.
Talk about the design-build process, and you know, what are the biggest challenges that you have as the architect working with a design-build firm, and how do you overcome those?
You have to be crystal clear with the design builder what their marching orders are. Contractors, construction managers, design builders—they're about making a profit. Okay, but you have to be really very clear with them about that. So giving them a conceptual schematic design that is what you want, that's been properly vetted, number one most important thing. The budget that's put together, you need to know that project can be delivered within that, because they're going to come back and give you a price as part of the design build proposal document. The schedule has to be reasonable schedule. You have to work through all of that and know how that's done. And I've got 30 years doing this of all of those aspects of it, and again, it's how well you communicate with them, but you have to put it down in writing.
An example of that would be at the prison, and this is just one of them. The two prisons that we did them at the same time, but there were two very different locations.
This is a $22 million addition.
We did conceptual layouts to help them understand both what was there and what was expected of them in their new facility. They still had options within that, but they knew exactly, you know, what was expected of them. We also try, and we haven't said this yet, we try every project to have no surprises. So we try to be crystal clear with everybody. And if you have a surprise, let it be in a meeting, let it be on paper, and not in the field when you're trying to build something.
I think we're good. We're out of time on that.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. So now we're going to reconvene the public portion.
Yeah.
they going to sit at the table?
Sit around
wherever the chairs are. So, yeah, I'm just happy to be at the table.
And during this process, just to make clear, is that this is the deliberation stage. So there will be comments made that you may disagree with. That's the way the process works. If the committee would like to ask a direct question, if something they're unclear of, that's fine. But please do not chime in during the process unless called on.
Okay. So thank you very much again. So committee, we have our rating sheet or evaluation form. A couple of different categories, larger categories, those were 50 points each. Is a preference to tackle them in a category or full organization one time? Such as?
Okay,
so we'll follow the chair's lead then. So Hammond Design Group, let's look at that, the first category on the service plan. Are there, as we look through this with 50 points,
I have a question for Hammond. Earlier I asked about your experience with a project similar to this.
Yeah.
And you gave me some examples. But one of the things that wasn't clear whether any one of those examples had any lab space in it.
We have done lab. In the examples shown, no. We were looking at physical programming of a structure. We have done several labs, yes. Okay. Architecturally speaking, but then we were hired to do labs.
Okay.
In that regard. We didn't show that because it did not. We weren't programming a lab. Okay. We were actually just doing space analysis and space programming.
Okay.
So taking into account this area, are there other things that kind of just jump out that either draw concern and or question? Otherwise, what we'll do is just establish our individual rating and then do the math on the back end.
You want to do all of it at one time?
With Hammond, yes.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, and please note that at the bottom, I've already completed on the local vendor preference. both get a local vendor preference of 5 points.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And the Hammond Design Group gets the MWSBE preference of 5 points.
Okay, absolutely.
And that's because of Eve?
Because of Eve.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they did provide documentation.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, and then for the second, for some qualification and experience, is there anything that relative to questions, concerns that otherwise we will just move forward to the individual rating on that?
So it's the expectation that each of us is going to come up with the points with a collective.
And then we'll divide it out.
Okay.
Yeah, basically, what we do is you each score it, and based on your individual scores, you will rank a first and a second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, and given that we have three people ranking, whoever gets at least two first place rankings is the first place.
Okay.
We don't combine
majority
points.
Majority rules, yeah.
It never works out right if you combine points,
because
then you get people have different mindsets
criteria
on the scales.
Yeah.
Thank you.
this is the blank spot in the recording where Peggy's wondering if it's still working.
Press, press, press.
Press.
Yeah.
This is also the point of the process. I'm glad I don't have a vote. Yeah, I was telling the others, one of the things we're going to do once the Collins Building project is done, we're going to move all of our offices over there.
I saw that.
Yeah, and as well as the tenants that are here. And then we're going to convert this into some sort of food option is the plan.
Really?
Yeah, so take advantage of the view and the decks and the,
yeah.
The setting.
And the setting. And then we also have a trail that's being built. Leon County is managing that project for us. And, got somebody else to do that for me, so I don't have to do that. So Public Works is doing it. So they've finished the design work and are just about done with the design work and going permitting, and then we'll go to bid. But
DRC does see that?
No.
Oh, really?
Why not? No.
Because it's in the recreational zone. And there's no, I'm trying to think if there's anything in this covenant related to that. It's a good question, though.
Right now, do you only have the food trucks that come?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Mag Lab has a small cafe.
Limited options.
Very. Food trucks are good, though, but that's Peggy's job, is to reduce the food trucks.
Oh, that's cool.
Keeps a nice variety up here.
Look at all the pollen out there. I now know why I could sneeze like I have.
Or my eyes have been.
Yeah. The thing is covered. I wonder what's blooming out
pollen.
There. Yeah, my gosh.
We get algae out there all the time, too.
That's pollen laying up on the surface.
We've had so much rain that I don't think the algae have a chance to. And that's about as high as that thing gets to the water level.
Right.
There's an overflow underneath this old dock out here. It goes under the street into this pond over here.
We've got a project that we're doing just on the other side of the fence from here over on Roberts Avenue for the CCYS. Yeah, for a new building for them. Over there, they're putting in another house.
I was going to say, they have room. No, they have room there for that.
They have room for that one building to go in there to house those kids. You know, so they've got one that they're doing that in. That'll have a, we'll have a second.
That's on there.
Yeah.
It doesn't have their expansion over there in that little cutout.
I'll just ask committee members, John, any questions for the other group before I start? If not, then we'll just continue with the score.
On both the second one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not, because it's not a site. It's the recreation easement, which we control directly.
I got the email from you, too, and I just got
surprised. I think that's, because when you look at what's subject to the... See, it's this definition of site.
Registration.
sites are subject to.
I saw that. That's what.
So it's a parcel of land under lease with the authority to a tenant. Or designated by the authority as available and become available for lease to a tenant. So it's not lease space, basically. And the whole concept is just, you know, keeping developers in line, building owners from going crazy. But we're, LCRDA is in charge of that, and ultimately they can even override whatever the DRC says. So it's kind of moot, I think.
I was curious, though, because it's a significant design effort that's being done. I don't think the DRC would look at that.
Yeah, but for what purpose? What part of those specifications in the CNR could they possibly violate?
Well, I don't know.
There's a... Because it's...
So they do, don't they?
That's why I said there are...
Right.
But there are no requirements in there related to that. That's what I'm saying. It just doesn't fall. It's not in the purview of the CNR. If it's not the DRC, it's created by the CNR.
Oh, no worries. I just want to think this through.
I'll look at it again. Yeah,
sorry.
Set a memo on it.
You don't need more work.
If you want.
Yes, we do.
I have the pro bono stuff.
Yeah. I got plenty of the pro bono going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you got your first rank and second rank.
Mm-hmm.
And you checked your math to make sure. Mm-hmm. There's nothing more embarrassing than you get that thing back. This one's easier. It's only got a couple of categories. But I've had that happen. It didn't change the amount.
What is this over behind? CCYS.
Is
that?
Yes,
right.
They do not leave with those
storehouses or storage.
You get it all.
No, you can have everything.
I don't want to take it back with me. I'm sorry to cry at
it. Yeah, it's a little more.
Silver wheel.
Okay, so we're at the point that we're going to have each participant of the committee share their rank one and two. Mary Jo, rank one.
Okay, my rank one was the Poi Star Peg, and I've got to say it was a very close. I went through this several times just to make sure I added it up right and scored it right. But I have them at 89 and Hammond at 88.
Okay, thank you. I have ranked one Oyster Hagen at 1 and at 100 and Hammond Design Group at 90 as my 2. Paul?
Yep, I had the same ranking Oyster at 100 and Hammond
at
9.
Oh, okay.
It's unanimous.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So we will now recess the public. We go public. So now we can talk negotiation with one.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Right.
Well, no, I'm walking. We're headed out.
Did you all receive this? I emailed it to you today.
Yeah, it's in here.
Okay.
Oh, we got it.
No, this is the exhibit.
Okay.
This is exhibit B.
Yes.
Which is the change to the contract draft that we proposed. Because I know there was concern about the language in the contract on the exhibit. Somebody had a question with it.
Okay.
And this sort of clarifies the payment terms, basically, on when things get paid. You have one in your stack there.
Okay. These are assigned.
Yeah,
okay.
Can I open this? This is the fee and...
Yes.
Well, I'm just completely nice. Remind me again how much in terms of funds you have available for this whole project.
The whole project is $1.6 million,
okay.
Plus about $200,000 for equipment.
Okay.
So it's $1.8 million.
Essentially, it's what
ALW layout.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I can remember, if that was still holding.
On the second option, yes, that we went through.
Okay.
And there was, I believe, is it $95,000 that is allocated to professional
fees? Professional fees.
But that was intended to cover all professional fees, so.
Not just the design fees, but the criteria fees as well.
All of it, yeah.
Okay.
So, because that didn't really contemplate the delivery method that necessarily we were going to use.
We ended up with,
yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure before we started down this path.
Okay.
The formula. No, I didn't.
The DMF, I mean,
yeah.
So do you have?
I thought I had it too.
Do you have three copies of the?
No, I have a copy that is signed here.
Let me
for that. These are intended to be a part of all of this. So I'm acknowledging that we did in fact receive this. Okay, that you sent out to us.
Oh, okay. This was the okay.
The email and all of that.
Good.
Now we chose, because you gave us the option of not using that form, but giving you something that was considerably more information, I think, in terms of what our rates are, who's doing the work, what the hours are, what the phases are, and all of that.
Let me make copies of this. Okay.
Says it was 1.8 days ago, but unless these things are crazy.
Matt, if y'all would like something to drink.
Oh, thank you.
Please help yourselves.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was a crazy title there. Looking for
it's in one of the prison projects. You've got to go to it and go to the contract folder, and it's there.
In archives?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can do that.
Yep. I sort of remember it.
Touch it. Now, open it up in PDF Expert or something.
I'm sure this is the right one. No, I need to go back. How do I do that?
What's going on with Florence?
Thought
you were looking at Florence.
How do I go back?
I don't know.
I need to go back. There's a 505.2 or 502.5 folder in there, and that's what I need. Sure. Can I explain how
Go
this
ahead.
Has arrived?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Over the years, various government entities in this area have a method that they use for the program manager for lack of a better phrase, write the criteria package that monitor the job, mm-hmm. that do the things that Larry Rubin's group or Mary Jo do or Department Management Services or FAMU does and all that. And they have a form, and it has a series of formulas that are followed by that. And basically what it gives you is a range of what a project costs, what they call the appropriation.
And this fits in the category of $200,000 to $2 million. And so you take that number and you put that number into a formula where it says appropriation, put that number in, and then you subtract $200,000. So 1.6 million minus 200,000 gives you a number. You multiply that times 0.025 and you add $7,000 to it. That's what that number is.
That sounds like state government right there.
It does. Yeah. Well, architectural, when they do it architecturally, we got to deal with it. It's sort of the same process that they go through. And architecturally, years ago, they gave us a curve that we used to follow, and it was really convoluted, but it's a logarithmic function, okay? So when we've done this for municipalities or for government entities, that's where we have landed. That's what we did is we took their form, we used their formula, and that's how we arrived at it. And then what we have to do is back into, knowing that that's the top, how do we make it work for us? And so a long time ago, we created this form that lists all the people that are here and the work effort that's going to be going on in it. This is a summary sheet, the first page. But you can see each one of the phases, the criteria package preparation, reviewing the construction documents, the bid negotiation, and then helping during the construction administration. It shows you the man hours and what the rates are for all of that. And if we're going to make any money, we have to stay within that. And if we don't stay within that, it doesn't cost you any more money. We just don't make the money we wanted to make. So that's how we got to where we are and how we justify it.
Okay. And so the summary sheet,
that shows you
some
all
of
that.
The next four pages.
So how does that? How do each of those basic services tie back to the scope of work?
Well, what you see within the design criteria package, that's where all the work goes in to do the code analysis, to write the narrative, to do the schematic design, to do everything involved, culminating in the criteria document that gets provided to the prospective design builders.
Is that what you're calling pre-design?
Yes. Okay. And where you see where it says phase, design criteria, package preparation, additional service, that is the pre-design part of this, okay? And
then the balance.
The balance falls out. You know, there's most of the other stuff is either they submit the documents that they prepare, whether it is their design development document, because we give them a very comprehensive schematic design, so they know what it is they're supposed to be doing. And then they submit design development, and we review that. But they have already given you their proposal. Okay, now it's just a matter of working with them, making sure that what's going to get built stays within lines of what it was the criteria package said, stays within lines of what their proposal says, and all of that. So we stay within the guidelines of all of that. And so this is meant to take care of our doing review on that and a quick meeting to go over that. And then we work through both the construction documents, but this is already tied in to their design builder package.
So long. You know the estimate that we had?
Yes.
1.8 million, but we have more. There's 95K there
for
this guy.
For professional services.
Yes. And the other, the remaining amount would be to cover cost. Because what he's going to provide for us is just a preliminary design, right? And then when he hires his subcontractors.
No.
This is a design. This is design build. And unfortunately, this is statutory, and it's not the best way to do it, but this is what we're stuck with. So basically, he is doing the design criteria package. It's not 100% construction document.
Correct.
Okay. It's some basic specifications of what we're looking for.
Yeah.
That goes into the RFP for the design build team, and they actually we get multiple proposals and decide which one we want. Okay. And then they will help us evaluate those bids. Okay, to make sure we get the best. It's not just about price, obviously. So they'll help us with that part. They'll help with, as you see.
I understand.
So it's a little different than them managing the whole project.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
It is. We function
as a high level project manager. That's basically what you function as.
That's right. We're your advocate. Yeah, we're your advocate.
You're going to help us design. You're going to help us find the right design firm to.
No, the design builder brings that forward. Yep. We establish the criteria in the document that we would give to them as to what that professional services group looks like.
Yep.
Like they can't go get, you know, Shade Tree Architect and stick them in on this kind of thing.
And they never developed a full scope of construction.
And they have to submit their qualifications and all that to be evaluated by us and by you.
Yep.
All right. And then they will also submit proof in the documentation that the proposal number that they're giving, because they're going to give you a hard, fast number, that's based upon something, and they have to take it and base it upon the schematic design that we refer to as conceptual schematic, but it is a schematic design that they will tie their number to, and then they have to give support documentation in their proposal that demonstrates that they got that right. This is what it looks like when you're doing the initial offering with regard to something like a $22 million project for a prison. Okay. This was an addition that we did. We did two of these at the same time for the private prisons. And the thing that was different about this was they had operators. They had an operator for Lake City and they had an operator down in South Bay. Okay. GEO was down there and American Correction Corporation of America had the one over in Lake City. So we had to deal with them. So we had to tell them what it was they were going to do and everything that had to go into it and all of that. And then they had to submit a document that we had to review, that we had to make a recommendation to the Bureau of Private Prisons. So,
but I guess the big question that you're asking, we've got $95,000 in there for professional fees.
Mm-hmm.
What is going to be left at that point?
You're going to have... I wish I'd have known the 95,000 on the front end because I've got a little different number here. I'm kidding.
It's in Lewis and Whitlock. I'm wondering, did you read that?
Okay, I'm kidding. Right. I can support this number. Yeah. I could never support 95,000.
Well, the question is because
so it rolls into the 1.6 number. So if you've got X amount of dollars that are over and above the construction cost of the project. The design builder is going to get told, this is it. That's what you get.
Yeah.
And so anything that is left that doesn't come to us goes back into that contract amount.
So the question then is, how much in terms of professional fees will the design build team incur in their process?
We won't tell them that. They won't share that unless we make them.
Okay.
Okay.
But the point is, they will have professional fees.
They will.
But it's in their number.
They will. Yeah. But it'll be in their total number. And and the reason that they won't want to share it.
But that's the point.
How can I put this delicately?
Yeah.
So I won't.
I won't. Except for what's on the report.
Each of these guys do, each of these design builders do it differently. And they have a certain amount that they are willing to pay. And they will press their professional team that can deliver all of this to stay within the confines of that.
Yeah.
Because they get a lump sum amount of money to do the project, and everything that doesn't go out of house to a design firm, they get to keep.
Yeah.
So that's what they'll do. They'll shave the margins as tight as they can because they're trying to build their bottom line. That's the business they're in. You know? And I felt like, first off, you were going to have some reference formula because Mary Jo knows how this is done at FSU,
and that's why
we don't do design criteria. But
you know what I'm
saying. Yeah,
but you know what I'm saying. And so, if somebody were to say, "Well, what's the science behind this? How do you arrive at this? You just empirically snatch this out of the air, or what?" And I didn't feel like it was going to be good enough for me to say, "Trust me." You know, I had to give you some basis,
and it's all based upon your hours.
That's
hourly
correct.
Rate
That's
and
correct.
What you anticipate in terms of the amount of work based on prior work of a similar nature.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I have to ask Ron is, you know, the one thing at FSU we have is we have maximum hourly rates that we pay for principals.
Did you get this?
Yes.
Is it in the package? I'm sorry.
I emailed that to you earlier today,
yeah.
But this is a list of rates that Leon County, when they did their RFP in 2014.
Three years ago, yeah.
So these are the rates from all of the respondents
that they were willing. Yeah.
And so they took the median of all of the proposals that they accepted, and their continuing services agreements are based on that median rate all the way over here on the right.
On the right, okay. Because that's the first thing I see is that their rate for principals exceeds our median rate.
And we are not so we are not bound
we're
by
not
this.
Bound by this. No, okay, not. That's what I
we are under contract, Leon County, on their continuing contracts. We're doing projects for them, so I'm not aware of it.
Yeah.
What I have to do that I didn't give you here, like when we do something for Florida State, for FAMU or for Department of Management Services, there's a sheet that comes with this that substantiates how I arrive at the hourly rate. And it shows you all of our expenses, all of our overhead, everything. And that's how you arrive at this, plus the salaries that everybody gets paid and all of that with the multiplier. If you want that for your record, I'll have no problem giving that to you. You'll see exactly where all this, how it came from.
I accept that.
Yeah.
Documentation.
Sure. Is it okay if I email that to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Questions, comments? Because my basis would have been
That's my concern. That hourly rate for the principals is pretty high.
And that's why I gave you this.
I know what it's all based on. And
it's been 4 years. Yeah. Leon County's getting ready to go back out to bid, is my understanding. So
they may adjust that rate, and obviously
they haven't adjusted in 4 years, is my understanding as well. I'm sure Pat knows that.
They're happy about it. They're happy to keep it that way. But yeah.
Are the other rates in line?
Well, yeah. I mean, the architect's rate. Yeah. And the office manager's a little high.
Equivalent to that as well, a correlation back to the office manager. Looking at the schedule.
Yeah, I mean, generally, when you call somebody an office manager, it falls under what a clerical. I don't know Megan exactly what.
That ain't what she is.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not. And so, you know, I wouldn't worry about that one so much. But that's not where the majority of the hours are up there. Between the two of you, and that's where the number is largely driven by your time.
Yeah, but here's the reality of all of that. When we invoice, we don't invoice based upon the number of hours of the project.
Right.
We invoice based upon where we are, and if we've got showing us up, it's 192 hours on this, and I got 48 hours for me, and I spend 70 hours. That's it. I still don't get to ask for any more than that.
Right.
You know, so
unless there's agreed upon scope change.
That's right. And then we would sit down, and we always put it in our contract, this is as mutually agreed to by contracting parties, you know, at the time services are requested. So, and I don't expect any of that, you know, for this, but that's how we arrived at it. So, I can send you this afternoon so you know how we arrived at what we've got and what all that is.
I think the general and Lee Paul, you're in the same place relative to just getting a better understanding on the costs associated with the principal and whether. But I know you need to.
Yeah,
we have to do this.
Yeah, we got to go ahead.
We need a recommendation, and you can make it. You can make it contingent upon receiving that information, and it supports the rates that are there. If you want to do that. I'm sure it will.
Well, it does. Here's an interesting thing, and I'm sure you know this. But if you're negotiating with the post office, they have something, and they say, this is it, we're not going to pay you any more than that, but you've already agreed to, or what the percentage is, what that number is going to be for your bottom fee. So you have to go back in, you have to adjust all your hours to rates that are right here, so it all works out. That doesn't change anything. It's still the same amount of money that goes into the pre-design or to the construction administration. You just make it do that, and there's not any follow-up with regard to an audit where they want to see that you put in this much time or you have to turn in time sheets or anything. There's just none of that kind of stuff that follows.
That's one out with
we're going to pay regardless of, I know we talked about
42,171.52, that's it.
60 day, but if it goes beyond that, we're still at this amount.
Yeah.
And
that's
we're
correct.
Comfortable with the vendor that we selected. So
right.
With that in mind, is there a motion?
A motion is set.
Okay, is there a second? Second. Okay, it's been properly motioned and second that we move forward with the revenue. Yes.
Can I add one thing? Just to clarify, you're willing to accept this language that we sent?
Yes, that's why I put that
okay.
in there, to acknowledge that, in fact, we had received it, yes, because it's in there, yes.
And otherwise, you're okay with all the terms in the contract?
Yeah.
Right, it's a pretty simple contract.
Yeah, I'll give you my first one.
Okay.
I'll give her back.
Well, I was going to say.
Okay,
right.
So we'll put back in motion. Yeah.
Discussion period's over.
Exactly.
Right?
So probably motion and second the approval of Hoyce, Stark, and Hagen as the design criteria professional service vendor with recommendation going before the executive committee and then full board.
Yeah.
All those in agreement acknowledge with the sign aye.
Aye.
Aye. No opposition, motion carries.
Okay. Congratulations.
Excellent.
Who do I work with? You?
Me.
Okay.
Whether you like it or
not. Our large team of staff. Yeah.
And we will,
Ron,
no, thank you. And we will reconvene. We do have to reconvene just to let these folks know.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're going to have that piece.
She hasn't
worked
off the
recorder.
Yeah.
We're not sure. That's
what he's done.
Maybe he turns off the recorder and then it's all on.
Yeah, she wasn't moving. That should have been a sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want any of this? You can leave everything here.